Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And finally, make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. At BetMUFC, a new episode is already out looking at the game between Brentford and Man United this weekend. And also finally, follow the Twitter account for lockbetting.com. It's at lockbetting.com. That's at lockbetting.com. So that's lockbetting.com without the dot. Lockbetting is a premium pair service that has delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. It's also a free podcast where you can get our Bundesliga shows, Das Bundesliga show, and the NFL picks for this season. So our NFL show, formerly From the Dirty Sheets. Lockbetting.com is where you can get my premium picks that have delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit, as I said. That means for 9 years and 2 months, I haven't had a single losing month. That means in 10 months' time, if we stay undefeated, I would have been undefeated every single month in sports betting for a decade. Want the proof? Go to the pinned tweet at the Twitter account at lockbetting.com. The pinned tweet is the P&L for the month of July. You can look at that P&L. It's a spreadsheet. You can have a look at the profit and loss. You can look at the type of bets we do, the sports we bet on, the stakes we put out, and the members' comments at the bottom, verifying the fact this service has delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. 1 month, not enough proof for you. Go through the other months. Go down to the bottom of the July P&L. Look at the tags down the bottom. They say things like soccer, tennis, WNBA, MLB, UFC. By clicking those tags, you'll be able to get all of the bets for those sports. But there's also a tag down the bottom that says P&L. By clicking the P&L tag, you'll be able to see all of the other previous P&Ls on the lockbetting.com site. Again, look at the stakes. Look at the plays, look at sports, look at the members' comments at the bottom, verifying the fact this service has genuinely delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit before you sign up. And August is the best month to sign up. It is the start of the financial year. It's when we release all of our futures for the soccer season and for the NFL as well, along with the Tennis US Open. And our futures hit at over 80% for one unit plays or more. So it really is sports investing. That's why we consider it the start of our financial year. We go from August to August. You may have missed the EPL futures that we've already put out, but you can still go back and get them. There may be some line movement, but they're still worth getting. Same could be said for the Bundesliga futures, but you have not missed Serie A futures. You have not missed La Liga futures. You have not missed futures for the US Open tennis, and you have not missed futures for the NFL. So whereas you may need to go back and shop around for the lines to get the Bundesliga plays and the EPL plays we've already released, you don't need to do that if you're quick enough for La Liga, for Serie A, for other European leagues, and for the tennis and the NFL as well. So head over to lockbetting.com and sign up as we look to make August the 111th month in a row of transparent tracked profit. So moving on with this edition of Scommessa Italia, where we are going to be looking at our Serie A futures for the season. You will see that Inter Milan are the very, very narrow favourites to win Serie A this season. And I'm expecting another tight title race. Last season was a three-horse race for a majority of the season, with AC Milan surprisingly coming through as the winners. Inter Milan are the narrow favourites this season, ahead of last season's favourites, Juve. Inter are at 7-4. Juventus are at 15-8, last season's champions. AC Milan are at 4-1. Roma are at 8-1. And Napoli here are priced at 16-1. Now, what's interesting about Serie A is that only Serie A and La Liga, among Europe's top divisions, don't have an odds-on favourite for the title this season. If you look at the EPL, Manchester City started as a 4-6 minus 150 odds-on favourites. That's not the case for Serie A. So they are expecting another title race. But when you look at Spain, who are the other example here, while there are contenders in Spain, if you're looking at Real Madrid and Barcelona in somewhat of a two-horse race and Atletico being the main outsiders, by the time you get to four favourites, Sevilla, they clock in at somewhere between 20-25-1. If you compare that to Serie A, you can go down to the six favourites, who are Atalanta, and then you still won't get a price as big as 20-25-1, with Atalanta being at 18-1, six favourites to win the league. So, as I mentioned, Inter Milan 7-4, Juve 15-8, AC Milan 4-1, Roma 8-1, Napoli 16-1, and Atalanta at 18-1. They are shorter than Sevilla, who are the four favourites in Spain, at 20-25-1, depending on where you look. So this is looking like a very, very tight league, not only for the title, but also for the Champions League places. Now, I feel that Roma have a chance of sneaking into that top four, not only sneaking into that top four, but actually being contenders for the league this season. I think they'll get into the top four. I think they could even finish above Milan, who I don't think will retain the title. But I do feel that the winner will come from Inter or Juve, despite the fact that I think Roma are a dark horse and could have a very, very good season. I think ultimately, with Inter Milan getting Lukaku back and Juve doing good business, with them getting Pogba in their ranks, even though he's going to start injured and may not even play until the World Cup, I think they'll be a little bit more organised. I think they started very, very poorly last season, and by the time they got back into it, they had too much work to do. But ultimately, I like Inter Milan to win the title. While it's likely to be an open race, I think they are worthy favourites. They were just 2 points off retaining the title last season, and that was without Lukaku, without Hakimi, and they had just lost Antonio Conte, who we know is a world-class manager. Simeone Inzaghi took over in a tough spot, but he still managed to carry Inter Milan to second place in the league. He took him out of the Champions League group, and they won the Coppa Italia, and they really should have won the league. They were the short favourites for a long time, but ultimately AC Milan just didn't drop any points. They had the more difficult run in, and even with three or four games left, Inter was still priced up as short favourites to win the league. But AC Milan just didn't drop those points, and Inter Milan did. Inter Milan dropped points in the second half of the season in 2022, and ultimately it was those results combined with the fact that AC Milan just went on a crazy run, which I don't think they will this season, that meant that Inter Milan fell short. Juve have clearly improved with their signings, but it's hard to see that being enough to close the 16-point gap between them and the title last season. Yes, they'll improve, and they'll improve automatically if they don't get off to that poor start, but 16 points is a lot. AC Milan could have another strong year, but I don't think they can challenge Inter here with the game-changing signing of Lukaku and a new goalkeeper in Andre Onana. And I think with that business done, it makes it very, very difficult for me to see past Inter Milan winning the league. I think they're a really, really good bet. If you shop around and can get them at bigger than 7-4, if you can get them for 2-1, for example, plus 200, I think that is a very, very solid bet. With Paul Pogba set for a prolonged spell on the sidelines, with AC Milan looking like they pulled off a miracle last season by going on that run, and they haven't really added too much, and with Roma adding the most and looking the most interesting team, I just feel they'll be a little bit too short and it'll be a little bit too early for them to be genuine contenders, although Mourinho is building something there. Ultimately, I do feel it will be Inter Milan's year. But Roma are very interesting in that top four market, where they are priced up at the moment at plus money, 6-5, plus 120, to make it into the Champions League places. Now, arguably the team who have come closest to matching Inter's improvement over this summer have been Roma, who have followed up winning the Europa Conference League last season by somehow signing Pablo Dybala from Juventus. While the Argentine probably had his sights set a little bit higher come the summer, somehow Mourinho has managed to swoop him and has brought him to the Italian capital, as the bigger teams around Europe seem to be tightening their belt. They've also brought in the likes of Nemanja Matic, who always seems to link up with Mourinho. And they've also ended up getting Zeki Sillic, who looks to be a solid defensive addition for the Portuguese manager as well. As for Napoli, what strengthens Roma is the fact that they have weakened with the loss of Koulibaly. So despite the fact they finished third last season, you can't see Napoli finishing third again. And Roma have added to the business that they did last summer. And I feel that they could be a very, very strong contender for the top four. Atalanta, they, I think, will have to get better. They were a team last season who, in some places, were the second favourites for the league. So for them to be outside of the top six last season and for them now to be 18-1 to win the league, I think that is a little bit of an exaggeration. I feel there's been too much movement for that. I do feel that they will be a dark horse for the top four and possibly even a title contender. So I feel that people are just far, far too down on Atalanta. I think Lazio, they'll be strong at home again, but ultimately their defence is too leaky for them to mount any kind of title challenge or even a challenge for the top four. So I do feel Inter will win it. I do feel Juve will be their strongest contenders. I think Roma could possibly pip AC Milan for third, and then we have a battle for fourth place that I do think Milan will take. I do think they'll finish inside the Champions League positions just about, but they'll get some competition from Napoli despite the fact they've weakened, and Atalanta, who I do think will be the strongest contenders for that final Champions League spot. But I do feel that Roma will sneak into that top three, and therefore getting them here at plus money, 6-5, plus 120, to finish in the top four and qualify for the Champions League does represent some big value. As I said, Mourinho has managed to attract the likes of Dybala. He already had Tammy Abraham there last season. They're already a defensively strong unit. They were already a good team at home. They've already won a trophy in terms of delivering the Europa Conference League. No matter what you think about it, it is a building block. Confidence grows with trophies. That's something that the likes of Tottenham haven't been able to do over the last decade. It's something Manchester United haven't been able to do for 5 years. Just any trophy does does build confidence. And I do feel that last season, a Tottenham should have gone for the Conference League. I feel that this season that Manchester United should go for the Europa League. I feel that it's important to win things. I don't think your supporters are sold by you finishing fourth and qualifying for the Champions League every single year whilst you're not winning anything. I think sometimes supporters do prefer a cup or an FA Cup or a League Cup or any kind of European trophy. And I think Roma were very, very happy to win that. And I think they'll build on that this season here by finishing in the Champions League positions. Moving on to the top goal scorer market. It's now led by Romelu Lukaku. He comes straight in and leads those goal scoring charts as the favourite at 3-1. He's followed by Dusan Vlahovic of Juventus. He's the narrow second favourite at 10-3. There is then a little bit of a gap to Ciro Immobile at 5-1. Lautaro Martinez of Inter 9-1. Tammy Abraham 12-1. Victor Osimhen at 14-1 of Napoli. Duvan Zapata of Atalanta 18-1. Dybala 25-1. Moise Keane of Juve 28-1. Diroc Origi, who's joined from Liverpool, he's joined AC Milan, he's at 33-1. Luis Muriel of Atalanta at 33-1. Luka Jovic comes into Fiorentina from Real Madrid. He could be a dark horse if he can rediscover his old form. He's at 33-1. Berratti of Sassuolo is at 40-1. Edin Dzeko of Inter 40-1, Giovanni Simeone at 50-1, Irving Lozano of Napoli at 50-1, and everybody else is 66-1 or bigger. So this looks like a shootout according to the books between Vlahovic and Lukaku, and I do think ultimately Lukaku will find his feet again at Inter Milan and will end up being the top goal scorer. But I think Immobile is being overlooked here at 5-1. He is chasing a record-equaling fifth win as the top goal scorer. So it's odd to see him third in the betting ahead of the new campaign. He's won it in two of the last three seasons, and he scored 83 goals in 103 games in that time. So if you're looking for consistency, he's a very, very solid bet here at 5-1. Lazio were Serie A's second highest goal scorers under Maurizio Sarri last season, and they're going to be an attacking force once again. Attack is not their problem, it's their defence. So we don't need to worry about that if we're backing Immobile here as a 5-1 outsider, because he's still going to be a great option. He also has the unwanted benefit of missing a World Cup, unlike the two frontrunners, Romelu Lukaku and Dusan Vlahovic, who will be playing in it. And it's likely that Lautaro Martinez and Tammy Abraham, who are also in the top five favourites, will be going to a World Cup as well, although I'm not sure how much either of them will be playing. They will be going. And when we're looking at Immobile, he won't be going because Italy are not going to the World Cup. So he'll be at home, relaxing, watching it on TV during his winter break, and he'll be fresh for the rest of the season. So I think he's a great bet here. He's a standout bet for me, as much as I do think Lukaku will have another good season and will inevitably end up moving back to Inter Milan. I do think the value lies here in Immobile, a player who, as I said, I'll reiterate, has scored 83 goals in 103 games, and he's won this golden boot in two of the last three seasons. Therefore, he for me is an auto play at the price of 5-1 plus 500 to win it again. The last market that we'll look at here is the relegation market in Italy. This is very, very difficult because you can never quite suss out who's going to come in and be able to make the adjustment to the league. You always get the newly promoted team starting as the relegation favourites. And that is pretty much the case once again with Lecce at 8-11, Cremonese at 8-13, Salernitana at 5-4, Spezia at 6-4, Empoli 7-4, Sampdoria 4-1, Torino 6-1, Monza, they're newly promoted at 9-2, Bologna 9-2, Udinese 11-2. Sassuolo 10-1, Verona 10-1. I think the team to look for here could potentially be Empoli. Now, Empoli are available as big as 2-1 plus 200 if you shop around. They're a team that struggled in the second half of last season. They were involved in a lot of games that saw both teams score and they cashed a lot of overs. But ultimately, they didn't get very good results in the second half of the season. And they have lost two highly rated talents in the window. So it's difficult here to see this team being involved in anything other than a relegation scrap this season. You also need to consider that departing alongside two of the key players is the manager here in Aurelio Andre Azzoli. He ended his third spell in charge of the club with them safely in 14th spot. And they've made the odd move to replace him, going for Paolo Zanetti. Now, the former Empoli man has been a connection to the club, but he was sacked by Venezia in April after 8 straight defeats left the club bottom of the table. So the track record is a worry, and you can see Empoli just struggling this season. The club rarely stay in the top flight. They've been promoted to Serie A 7 times, being relegated within 3 years of each promotion so far. On 4 occasions, their top flight stay has lasted just 2 seasons. And the worry ahead of this second campaign back at this level is that record, is the fact that they have lost key players, they've now lost the manager, and they consistently get relegated. So getting them here at 2-1 plus 200 does represent some very solid value on Empoli in the relegation futures market. Closing out with your lock on the show, I really do like Roma to finish in the top 4, but ultimately, through the process of elimination, I'm going to go for Inter Milan to win the league. As I said, shop around, try and get this at plus 200. For me, they have the least problems and they have the biggest squad depth. I think the manager in Simone Inzaghi, who replaced Conte last season, did very, very well, winning a cup, getting him out of the Champions League group, almost winning the league. I don't think AC Milan are going to be as good this season. I think Napoli have gone backwards. I think Atalanta will get better, but they've got miles to go. Juve were well off winning the league last season. They've signed Paul Pogba, but Paul Pogba's injured. And I think it's a little bit too early for Roma. So just through the process of elimination and the fact that Inter will be much better, they're already the top goal scorers last season, and now they've added Lukaku, who was massively influential the season before, I think for me they are an automatic play. So whereas Roma are available at a shorter price, and we found a decent bet in the top goal scorer market, and I do think Empoli are a great shout to go down, I think the standout play is getting Inter Milan at around about plus 200 to win the league. So we haven't given out many locks in these from these future shows that have been at big plus money prices like this. But ultimately, I do think this one is too hard to pass up. So your lock here for this show is going to be on a team to win the league. It's going to be Inter Milan to finish as the Serie A champions. And that one should be available for around about plus 200, widely available at plus 190. That concludes your Scommessa Italia Serie A futures show. Don't forget, there is another edition of Scommessa Italia out at the moment, covering the fixtures for match day 1. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.